got the chills, and I don't know if that's because we have Hannah Stanley on the line or because I just came back from Disney not too long ago. Hannah Stanley, how are you? What are you up to now? About 8,000 miles walking the Magical Kingdom?
I will tell you, yesterday, as near as I can figure, and that's actually part of what I wanted to discuss with you tonight. Oh, golly, they're cleaning the tile floors. Let me move to a different location. I was at 23 miles yesterday, and I walked somewhere between 5 and 6 today. So I'm
wow.
right at 29 to 30 miles in, 4 days?
Yeah,
so,
no, that's what it's like, because you got to hoof it everywhere you go. And that, well, and as much
year.
As I'm sure there are people who need the mobility scooters, most people are just daunted by the amount of walking you have to do. Were you surprised by the increase in mobility scooters just a little?
You know, we're here every single year, so it really didn't completely throw me off. But when I first started seeing them, I was like, whoa, this is kind of a thing.
Yes.
It really is pretty interesting. The other thing is the older kids in strollers are fascinating, and I'm one of them. No, I'm not in a stroller. I would love to be. But I have an 8 and a 5-year-old who do not normally get into strollers, but it is so very far. And for every step I'm taking, they're taking 2. You got to throw them in the strollers. So we rented one of the location strollers and just, you know, pushed them through Epcot.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. There's just too much ground to cover, too many things to see. Plus, I mean, you've invested so much time and resources into going there. You know, hit it and quit it. Get in there and get out.
That's exactly it. And because we do come so frequently, there are some things that we just walk right by. And we're like, yeah, next year, not a problem.
Yes.
I don't need to see that princess this year. It'll be fine.
Is there anything new? Now, I know that we had talked a little bit about how there's a Soarin' is closed, so that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah, very sad, but that'll be open in the summer. Is there anything
new? It will
new
be open in the summer.
Is there anything new you,
know,
that you have seen?
Because this is off season, I think you actually got to see more than I probably did. A lot is closed currently, but what's great is the parks are barren. I mean, we went to Rope Drop the other day, which is where they actually drop the rope to let you into the Magic.
Right. Oh, wow. She's,
I don't know.
You've got through. Oh. It's really, really fun.
So the rope, explain
we
what the
missed,
rope drop
yeah,
is.
That's what you said there.
Yeah. We missed that part.
Oh,
the
I'm
rope
sorry.
Drop is.
It's rope
okay.
drop. The characters come in on the train, the big like steam engine train. So
what?
They come in from out of view. Yeah. And they pull in front of the station and then they get out and sing and welcome everybody to the most magical place on earth. And it's just amazing. And you get chills and you get teary eyed. And so then once you get through the turnstiles and get through that kind of juggernaut of people, the park is empty for the first hour. You can get on everything. And
whoa.
So that's been really, really great. That's a huge tip. If you guys, anybody's going, come for Rope Drop. Because, one, it's a really special core memory, as they would say in Inside Out. And then it's just fantastic because you have so much ability to get on rides that you usually have a huge over an hour wait time for.
Can I ask a favor? And I forgot to do this when Patty went, and I thought of it too late. But Hannah, if you would take some photos with a stranger, and then I'd like to Photoshop my face onto that stranger because I've never been, and I would love to pretend that I went there. So just every once in a while, take a photo with someone you don't know, and then I'm going to Photoshop my face onto those people.
Well, why don't you just Photoshop your head onto Steve, my husband?
Okay, all right, or that.
He won't mind.
Right.
Okay, I don't, I mean, I feel like if we were embracing, that would be a little bit more special.
Right. I just thought that it would be nice if you brought one other person in, so it seems like, oh, Craig's there too.
I think that's a great idea. I love
Patty.
It.
Yeah. I think everyone, if our listeners, if anyone is going to Disney World or Disneyland in the next, I don't know, 6 months, just send us a picture with strangers and Patty and I will Photoshop our faces on there.
That sounds good.
Sounds awesome.
That does sound very good.
Yeah, no, but what's so interesting is I have an Apple Watch, which is essentially for me a fitness band. And I'm pretty good. You know, I've been running, so I've been paying attention to how it tracks my steps and my mileage and, you know, what I believe is my heart rate. And then we also have our phones, which have multiple different apps that track our steps. They're all different. And so that's what's been interesting is my husband's had his phone in his pocket the whole time. So we feel like his is a little bit more consistent. My phone's either been in a backpack or something. But my Apple Watch, I think, is a little bit off because I'm holding hands with the kids so frequently. My arms don't move.
Oh, so, interesting. So you think you're being undervalued at the amount of work you're doing.
Which is so consistent in my life. But yes, I think for the steps specifically, yes, it is in fact undercounting. And that's why I'm kind of rounding up somewhere around 30 miles in 4 days.
Man. Yeah. No, it's a lot of work. I think you, what did you term it? Disney butt? Is that what you were calling it?
We're hashtagging it Disney butt. Yes. Because yes. It really does need to be a thing. I mean, if I did this every day, I would be so toned. It would be great.
That was the thing is I didn't feel bad about not counting work. I mean, who are the people that go to Disney and carve out time to work out?
I think that those are business travelers. Those are the only ones I can figure out actually do it because they're on the treadmill. I had to run over to the spa for not a spa treatment, but for a different thing. And there were people actually working out. And I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
For
you.
But like, they did not look like they were traveling with kids.
Yeah, you're like, this, oh, so this is happening. Yeah, that's key.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, yeah. There were also older people who I saw on the walking path, and, you know, I saw one lady, you know, running, and I was like, well, clearly you're training for something, because why the hell else would you be doing that? But, yeah, I don't think it's normal.
No, I agree. Well, the other thing that's normal but seems so incongruous with the experience is how many people now, maybe because I went during the holidays and it was much more crowded, mm-hmm. is how many people are anxious and slightly irate all the time when they're there. Are you running into any of that?
Oh, constant.
What is that?
A very good friend of mine told me that Disney is the greatest amount of kids stress you will ever see. And it's kind of true, but I think it's also the parents. Here's what I figured over years of doing this. There are so many people who save for so long because it is
right.
so pricey to do this that
right.
they want to suck the marrow out of that Disney trip. So come hell or high water, they need to get that fast passes. You know, it needs to work perfectly because you got to hit these rides because we're going to that park tomorrow. The kids are like, we just want to swim. It's so nice here. And they're like, you can swim at home. I mean, I've seen parents freak out about swimming in line at the monorail station. So, if, you know, they miss a monorail, then they're going to miss their fast pass or they're going to miss their reservation. And I get it. I really do. But I just want to kind of like pixie dust them and be like, dude, chillax. This is vacation.
Yeah, I agree. I wish that we could give people like all those pamphlets, all those websites, all those planning strategy things. And I'm sure it's probably is reiterated, but it's if you just slow down a little bit or skip, if you get a chance, how many more days do you have left in Disney, Hannah?
We're actually leaving tomorrow and then we're doing a cruise. But there has been skipping, Patty. You'll be proud.
Yes. Have you been skipping it all yet?
Oh, yeah.
Preston, oh, yeah.
We were at Disney. Yeah, we were, you know, Preston, she's the skipper. She asked you. We were at Disney Springs last night. And she goes, Mama, it's time to skip. And I went, okay, let's do
this.
And then we went skipping through Disney Springs, which is just a glorified mall, but it's great.
We are hanging out with Hannah Stanley, who is reporting live from Disney World. And now that I have a little bit of idea, and for people who this might seem an unattainable goal, I mean, maybe you don't have any desire to go to Disney World. I didn't. My mother kept saying, I want to take the children to Disney World. And she said it just like that. And for years, I mean, my mom was on me for many years to take the kids. And I don't regret going sooner. I think that we went at the right time when I could kind of afford it, when my mom could, we could help each other out paying for it. And I think the kids were the right age. Steve and I were at the right place, especially having a child with special needs. And Disney mm-hmm. is extraordinary when it comes to families like mine. So we've talked a little bit about the magic. Let's talk about a little bit when we come back, the adult stuff I'm so happy that you enjoyed my favorite cocktail at Disney World. Let's talk a little bit about going around the world and at Epcot. We're hanging out with Hannah Stanley. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from the Allstate Showcase Studios West in Los Angeles. And from our Allstate Showcase studio in a lobby or a hotel or somewhere, wherever she can do it, east in Florida, Disney World, is the one and only Hannah Stanley, who is there with her family and heading out to the Disney cruise. You've been on Disney cruises before?
Yeah, we did the cruise last year, and it was so great. It's a perfect, I mean, I would come down just for the cruise, but it's nice because of the age of the kids that we do add on park time as well. It's wonderful.
Well, and we spoke before the break about how, you know, people save up their whole lives, and it has to be this experience, and this has to be accomplished. And, you know, maybe because you have perspective and having been there before, and maybe because I was like, you know, I'm here, this is what it is, and I'll take things as you have to be able to roll with it. So much is tied into it financially and emotionally. I just wish that more people could relax. I just saw so many exhausted and angry people. But one place where it seemed like adults were the happiest were in Epcot, as they were drinking their way around the world. That seemed to be some place that was happy making for adults.
Yeah, it is. You can now drink one location in Magic Kingdom, and that's at Be Our Guest, which is the newest of the restaurants. Well, almost the newest of the restaurants. But that is technically in Beast's Castle. It's his, you know, whatever. It's based on Beauty and the Beast. And that's the only place you can buy alcohol. However, Epcot's the opposite of that, where you can drink in every country. So once you get to World Showcase, which is the back of Epcot, where they really pile on the mileage for those of us who are walking, every single country has their either cocktail of choice or drink of choice or beer of choice. And, you know, sometimes it's sponsored. I think Molson is the big sponsor in Canada. And you can literally drink around the world as a thing. And it's been done, and my husband enjoyed himself a lot yesterday.
There was something there were things I'm looking for the and I loved France because they do a Grand Marnier slushy. I can't remember the name of it, like a Royale something. And Grand Marnier is my favorite, just sipping. It's like a cognac. It's orange flavored. It's very thick. It's a little syrupy. It's a little sweet. It's definitely high in alcohol. So your husband had two of those, but you also enjoyed one of them. Yes?
Yes. Yes. And I am not a drinker, as you know, and it was still very quite tasty, yummy. And they also have a limon liqueur version of it for those. And that, I think, would have been my next had I been able to down a second. Limon.
And there is a lot of an amazing food, too, in every country. Now, if you went to Japan, they have a frozen Kirin beer, Craig, which I think that you would have loved. You can get Kirin beer is a Japanese beer, and what they do is it's like a frozen soft serve on top of the beer. You should Google it. Google frozen Kirin beer. Yeah, frozen Japanese beer. Epcot. I think it will come up.
Epcot. Yes, I'm quite sure it will. It really is very fascinating what they do, and then of course you get the added benefit of talking to people from the country. They have a lot of exchange students who come over, and so you get to learn about the country or the fact that this is or isn't actually traditional. You know, because a lot of these things are Americanized, so that our palate can accept them better. And so it really is pretty fascinating. I love Epcot. It's my favorite.
Yes, I have to agree. And so not just because of around the world, the food we ate at we had some great Mexican food and German. We ate a lot. We went there 2 days. But also of all the parks, they were also the most kind when it came to accommodating a child with a disability. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's just how the park is set up and how the people are trained there, but they were the most just gracious with us. Animal Kingdom is very condensed, isn't it? It's a very there's something, it's almost like a smaller property, and all the walkways seem to be narrower, so everyone seems a little more tense.
Yeah, technically it is the largest property because of land space.
Oh, that's right, because of the animals. Right.
The animals. However, the actual walking space is very condensed. It also is very obvious when it's hot and humid because there are smells that go along with animals, and it becomes a little bit less enjoyable. That's not my favorite, not at all.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios, which is the other property that's been around for quite some time, and has gone through a rebranding. So it's Hollywood Studios, and that's very small. You could do each of those parks in half a day if you hustle.
Yes, I enjoyed Hollywood Studios a lot. That was now. Did you do the Tower of Terror?
No. I have done it once.
I don't know that I don't know that I would do it again. Do you know who absolutely loved it? Was Declan.
I
don't know how. Oh, when we came up to the top and those doors opened over the whole park, he couldn't stop laughing. Griffin was with Steve and he was like dug into his rib cage and like, and I think he hurt his neck because he wrenched it from like just the impact. I was okay because Declan was, I mean, he was laughing the whole time, just laughing nonstop. And I was like, okay, this is worth it. Please let it stop. Please let it stop. No, this is great. This is great. Please let it stop. Please.
No, when you get, and everybody, all the parks do this, when you get the picture of you on the ride, the one, I don't have it from when I went on it years ago, but I think I look like a cartoon character where my eyes and then my jaw was down like past my belly button. I was like, I don't dig on that. It's not
who photographs well on a ride? Before we let you go, I want to find out how it turned out with your pirate costume.
Oh, that's coming up. So I'll have pictures.
Oh,
that's going to be on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the cruise, which is pretty great. It is a pirate night. They have a pirate party on the top deck where all the pools are. They actually cover the pools. And so you can dance on top of them and stuff. It's a whole pirate. And then they shoot fireworks off like in the commercials.
Ah, so wonderful. Yeah. I'm so jealous. I mean, I was just there and I'm already jealous. Hannah Stanley, thank you so much. Everyone follow her on Facebook. You can see her adventures in Disney World. I get the private pictures and thank you for those. And that sounds naughty, but it is what it is, everybody.
I have not. You're one of the only people who's seen them. I haven't posted anything on Facebook, but I will. I will be posting them as soon as I'm able to when I get back. But I really was trying to be very focused, very living,
yes,
living in the now.
Yes, well, thank you. And I'll tell you more about what's happening this week when we talk next. So things are still good here. Not what I'd hoped, but everything is okay. But thank you, Hannah Stanley. And have a great time. We'll talk to you next week, whether you're back or maybe from the cruise. I don't know what your plans are, but whatever you want to do. Maybe from a spa.
No,
oh, by the way, I forgot to take my Brazilian selfie. I am so sorry. I had that done today, and I thought of you, and I forgot to do the selfie. I know. Next month, I promise.
Disappointment. To personify it. All right, I will be back. I will be in the studio with you, I believe, next week.
Okay, wonderful. Safe travels and my best to your family. Hugs and kisses, Hannah Stanley.
Daddy.
More after this on 720.
Bye.
You're listening Pretty Late. More after this. You're listening Pretty Late, and I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. Doing a little bit of work here in Los Angeles. Back home in Chicago, we've got Craig, Aubrey, Esmeralda to hang out with us tonight. Plus, we've got Carm on the line. Hey, Carm, how are you doing?
Patty, I have never wanted to talk to you more than I want to talk to you right now.
Why is that?
I just feel we haven't been together in a long time, and we just need a little reconnection right now, and this is a big moment for me. I hope you feel the same way.
I do. I've missed you. I know that you were doing some broadcasting for the Rokan show last week, doing all their sports reporting. What else have you been up to lately?
Well, you know, I got my outstanding work, as I like to put it, at fansided.com. I know you read and watch my videos all the time. And we've been entrenched with Northwestern basketball. Was out at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight. Big win for the Wildcats, knocking off Minnesota as they try to recover their season. And more important than all of that, Patty, of course, my 6 a.m. hoops. I mean, I really was a force today, getting in the lane, causing all sorts of havoc. It was really a performance for the ages.
Now, are you a, let me guess, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you are a forward.
No.
You're a guard?
What are you? Point guard.
All right, then. I'm impressed. You got a lot of ball handling skills.
I'm
driving the
man.
Lane.
I'm a, you know, well, I mean, I'm a 5'10" guy. I can't play. Can't be banging in the post with those big boys. I gotta, you know, facilitate the action, shoot the rock, all that type of stuff. Use my speed. Yeah.
All right. Fair. Well, you've developed it quite a bit with you blend tennis, you got basketball. You know, these are two sports that complement each other. You got to have a lot of endurance. Got to have a lot of, you know, be able to move quickly from one side to the other.
Well, you got to have that lateral speed. You got to have that burst. You got to have that leaping ability. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that you do when you're doing your whatever you do with the million different exercises that I get to watch you do on Facebook. I mean, come on.
You know what my new thing is, Carm? And I wish we could find a class that's similar in Chicago. I'm doing this thing called Cardio Bar. And the best way to explain it, it's bar method. And the best way to explain it is angry ballet is the only way I can explain this exercise. It is mean. It's harder. I have a harder time keeping up in this class than I do in CrossFit. No barbells, just a ballet bar. I'm not even, yeah, it's brutal.
That sounds intense, and all those classes terrify me.
I think we need to do a pretty late field trip and take everyone for some bar method. Learn how to do. And yeah. I wish they would just call it angry ballet. Don't you think more people would show up for angry ballet?
Probably. But, like, I mean, any of those classes, body pump, pump this, angry ballet, whatever else you just said, I mean, they all terrify me. I'll do a yoga, I'll do a spin class, give me a stretch class. But when you start throwing in, like, pumping and this and that, it's like, okay.
Okay. It's gotten to be too much.
That's just where I, you know, I get a little intimidated.
Well, what have you got to tell us? We're coming. Let's see. There's so much going on. Yeah, no, there's a lot happening. Well, all right. What would you like to tell us about? You go.
Okay. If we're just giving me the open dance floor tonight, I can take it from there.
It's all skate, my friend. Go.
It was a phenomenal Blackhawks win tonight. Heard here, of course, on 720 WGN. And Jonathan Toews with a game winner in overtime. But it's just so cool when they play at Phoenix and the Blackhawks score and the whole arena goes crazy because there's, you know, gazillion transplanted Chicagoans who figured out that our city's broke and our parking has been sold off and it's freezing here, so why not just move out to Arizona?
No disrespect
to, you know, all that. So I just thought that was all very cool to watch. And Kane scoring and Toews scoring multiple times and Hosa scoring. It was just a great night for the Hawks. And, you know, we're in the second half of the season now. So, you know, it's getting to that point where you look at it and there's the Capitals out there and the Kings are good and the Blues are good too. And you can pick a handful of other teams. But, I mean, the Hawks are right there, back-to-back as possible. So tonight was a good win. And the Bulls are off tonight, Patty. They're going to be back on the court in Denver tomorrow. Nice win over the Kings last night. Jimmy Butler with a little tendonitis in the knee, so he sat out his first game of the year, which is concerning, but they still won. And Etuan Moore has been getting more time at a big night with 24, and Derrick Rose looked good again, so that's exciting. And, hey, we're into February, so that means spring training starts this month as well, so that's kind of crazy, right?
Ooh, I know. So when are pitchers and catchers?
I don't know the exact date, but it's, you know, 2-3 weeks.
That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing.
And Jake Arrieta, your number one starter, best pitcher on the Cubs, he had an interesting tweet out there today saying that for everything that Cam Newton has gone through, he'd like to see the Panthers win it. And, of course, the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday here, little 5:30 kickoff. I would love to see Carolina win, but I'm betting on the Broncos to cover.
Because of Cam Newton, or do you have other reasons? Just in general, the team.
Always fade the public, Patty. 24 of the last 26 Super Bowls, Las Vegas has made dough. So wherever the public is, wherever that money, wherever the public thinks is going to win, you don't want to be on that side. And everybody is betting Carolina. So look for the Broncos to at least make it competitive. That's how
all right. Denver's, I don't know.
I mean, if you get into the actual, you know, parts of the game, Denver's got a great defense. You know, they were able to limit Tom Brady and beat the Patriots. That's an incredible accomplishment. Cam doesn't have the experience, hasn't been there, despite the fact that Carolina's rolled all season long. So you can make, you know, plenty of reasons. But and Peyton Manning, you know, this is his last game. He's going to be ultra prepared, and he still is capable of playing well. So there are reasons you could come up with as far as Denver winning outside of the contrarian bit gambling.
Well, especially because there's talk about the fact that this might be his last game? I mean, is there how often does a quarterback does it seem it's looming that the Super Bowl appearance might be his last game? I would imagine that adds to their adrenaline, to their performance. Is that anything that plays into it?
Well, I mean, this is a rare circumstance for sure, and I mean, you're always going to be super hyped playing in any Super Bowl, so. How much more added there is, that's super hard to measure. But it certainly adds to the drama of it, right? I mean, this is the last game. So as far as just from a pure viewing standpoint, I mean, that's just, you know, something else that's added in. A couple Super Bowl facts for you. The cheapest ticket to the Super Bowl, face value, upper deck seat. Patty, you want to guess?
Upper deck seat is $2,500.
Well, that, like, in the resale market, it's about $3,000. But the actual price of the ticket from the NFL, the cheapest, is $850, right?
Okay. All right. $850 is still a lot for an upper deck seat. That's nosebleed area.
Right. Imagine $850, right? And then a box seat is, I want to say, $1,600 or $1,700. And then a club-level seat with, like, the drinks, everything is $3,000. But let's go back to Super Bowl I, 1967, 50 years ago, the L.A. Coliseum. What do you think a ticket to the Super Bowl cost?
$5.
$12. And people thought that was outrageous.
They thought it was exorbitant? Wow.
Yep. A 30-second commercial for that game, which was televised by both CBS and NBC. You know, this year is, of course, just CBS. You know, you would never see two networks have a game now. But back then, it was on both networks. $37,500. This year is $5 million.
$5 million? I didn't realize it had gotten that high. And, yeah. Well, and the commercial situation has gotten out of control where they start leaking commercials, and now there's a contest Doritos has who has the best one, and someone could win $1 million. There's a lot going into the commercialization, which, you know, which is fine. Everyone's making their buck. You never. When are you going to have that many eyeballs on a TV set at the same time again? I mean, people are not DVRing it as much, right?
You know, I mean, and that's why they pay what they pay. I did read, though, that the best value for any advertiser as far as total eyeballs and what they were paying per viewer to see something was actually at the Oscars and not the Super Bowl.
No, is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, I would not have thought that.
A massive amount of research on this stuff.
Well, do you watch the Academy Awards?
Not for very long.
Yeah,
You know, give me the best picture and I'm good.
See, for me personally, I know way more people that watch the Super Bowl than watch the Academy Awards. That is
so
strange.
I mean, it's not the same price for the commercial there. But as far as pure value and the amount of eyeballs and
how much you spend,
the Oscars was the best value.
I see. Hey, Carm, can you hang out for a little bit longer?
Yep.
We're hanging out with Mark Carmen. You can follow him on Twitter at The Carm and on Facebook, Mark Carmen. More on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez on 720 WGN after this. Look at me. I can be. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios West. And back home in Chicago, we've got Craig Collins, who's taking your calls and your texts at 312-981-7200. Esmeralda's keeping track of everything you need to know. But on the line with us, we have Mark Carmen, and we're learning everything there is to know in the world of sports. And we've covered, the Blackhawks won. Wonderful overtime goal that was fantastic against Arizona. We have the Bulls were off tonight, and that's fine. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. Where are you watching the game, Carm?
I actually will be at the fan side of offices on Sunday afternoon. Working, Patty.
Right. Working.
Right after doing a little afternoon radio with Adam Hoge, 3 to 5. We'll have Jared Payton on, who will be at Levi's Stadium in beautiful California, reporting live from the venue.
Right, and he's got the Walter Payton Award. They're down to three finalists, and they meet with them. And basically, it's an athlete who has contributed both, you know, to his community as well as being obviously a star on the field. Who are the folks that are up for eligibility? The nominations.
You know, I actually am sitting in my car as to not awaken old condo, so I don't have those names in front of me.
That's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but it sounded great.
Okay.
I know.
I
Go ahead.
I should have that memorized, Patty, but I don't.
Well, I know that Jared was very passionate about that, and it sounds like something that he loves being able to participate in every year to have that big moment for an athlete down on the field. Oh, by the way, did you get a chance to see, speaking of big moments, I got a little weepy-eyed last night on the air. Have you had a chance to see the video with Corey Crawford visiting a young fan of his and babysitting a little bit, making some mac and cheese?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
We were trying to figure out a segment to highlight some of the things that our favorite Blackhawks have been able to do. And by favorite, I mean all of them. It's one of those things where you watch. I mean, I think I got weepy eyed just knowing that those guys get it. You know, they just seem to get how big that is for a kid like Ben. And it was very sweet. But,
you're in that position. You have a tremendous opportunity to have influence, right? And and do beautiful things. And hats off to Corey and, you know, the Hawks for reaching out like that. And it's very cool. But you don't want to take it for granted that guys will do that. But it's also, I do feel like it does come with the territory, right? I mean, if you're in that spot, you really should relish the opportunity to be able to make a difference, not just both, you know, playing and living the dream for yourself, but also giving back.
Yeah, and they certainly have done that. Tell us a little bit about FanSided. This is the SportsIllustrated.com site, correct?
Yeah, FanSided is it's a website started up by three guys back about 10 years ago. And just grew and grew and grew. They get about 300 websites or 300 sites throughout the network. You know, cover blogging about. There's a Bears blog. There's a Cubs blog. There's a Sox blog. There's and every other team in the NFL. You know, right? So there's a Chiefs and the Niners and this. So it's just kind of your one stop shop to, you know, for coverage on all across the map and. Affiliated with Sports Illustrated, so you know, SI links a bunch of articles, and that obviously helps give it a little more credibility, a little more traffic, and all that type of stuff. And my videos are all over the different pieces that they're writing up. So I just did one as I was giving you the Super Bowl notes, Patty. The Super Bowl then and now, you know, 50 years ago, is just kind of, you know, the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl one. It was 2/3 full. It didn't sell out. I mean, think about that, right?
That's crazy.
Isn't that?
Yeah, I can't even, right.
And just, you know, so that just kind of, that was kind of a fun one to do, just to look at where we've come in 50 years. But it's always just different. Whatever the big stories are going on. Golden State is very cool. They were at the White House today visiting with the President of the United States. Did you see Barack Obama made a phone?
Yeah. He totally geeked out on his basketball. Like, he's throwing terms around, like he knows what he's talking about. It was very cute.
He loves his hoop, and then he said his best line was, like, it's really thrilling to be here amongst, you know, one of the greatest, you know, teams of all time. Unfortunately, there's only one of you here, but Steve Kerr from the 95-96 Bulls. Good to see you. You know, he was propping up Golden State, and then he, you know, Kerr, of course, who played for the Bulls, now coaching the Warriors. That was pretty funny. So
that's great. Yeah, what a great moment. I mean, like, that's kind of – I don't know where that falls. I mean, it's been a while since they won. It's weird how they schedule these things. You would think once you win the championship, you go, like, within a few weeks. But, no, they do these things 6 months out. And it's like, oh, yeah, right, those guys won.
Right. I mean, that's true. Golden State, though, I mean, they're just crazy. So they've lost. They're 45-4.
I mean, that's
tied for the best record in the history of the league through 49 games. I mean, that's just nuts, right?
Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Steph Curry, Patty. He last night in Washington, he had 51 points, 36 of them in the first half. He shot 13 of 14 from the field. He missed one shot. So if God had come down and played himself, right, he would have only made one more shot than Steph did. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so they're a very fun team to watch. And, you know, for us basketball fans out there. It's kind of a little historic thing that's going on with the NBA's regular season this year.
Yeah, I. It's funny. It's one of those things where I haven't paid attention to Chicago Bulls. I mean, mostly what I learn about the Bulls is from you when we talk every week. And because I guess not that I'm a Fairweather fan, but I am a momentum fan. I guess when things kind of look, we just celebrated again, you know, as we always do this time of year, the 85 Bears. We can't get enough of that team. Is it? It's the 85-86 Bears, I guess, to be more specific. But is it 85-86? Yes,
no,
right.
It was called 85.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see any of that coverage? We haven't spoken since all those celebrations occurred.
I have not actually seen. It was on tonight. I've been out, so I have not watched it. But I'm very much looking forward to it. And you know, that team was, at least by my knowledge, by far. I'm going to say by far, the best team of all time. And if people can argue with that, fine. Okay. They were by far, again, the most entertaining team in the history of the NFL. I mean, it's not even close.
I agree. And then again, I haven't really watched any other team as closely as I did. Although the following year with the Fog Bowl was entertaining, the 85 Bears were spectacular. One loss against Dolphins. I mean, come on, it didn't get any better than that.
Right, and Ditka and McMahon and the Fridge and Walter, and it was endless.
Thayer and Hampton and Van Horn. I mean, like, it was just a great team.
It was.
Yeah, Duerson and Dent. Oh my God, it goes on and on.
It does, Patty.
Wait, Fencik. I got more. Wait, there's more. Mark Carmen.
You want to do his verse from the Super Bowl Shuffle? Pick a guy. Let's go.
Yeah. I guess just the Punky QB. Go ahead.
You want me to do the Punky QB? I'm the Punky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I ain't got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't run, but I can throw the pill. I motivate the cats. I like to tease. I play so cool. I aim to please. So why you all got here on the double to catch me doing the Super Bowl Shuffle? There you go.
And that's Mark Carmen. Follow him on Twitter @TheCarm. Catch him at FanSided and on Facebook. Thanks, Mark Carmen. That made my night. I'm gonna fall asleep just dreaming of you singing like for the Punky QB.
Patty, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Carm. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.